passed away, big boned, between jobs. And maybe you could add impaired to the euphemisms that ease our daily lives, because impaired is what's happened to millions of pounds spent on IT for the new single benefit universal credit.
We've actually impaired 40.1 million, so the 34 million...
Sorry, I don't understand what you mean by impaired when it comes to money. What does that mean? Down the drain, one of my colleagues said. Impaired. Is it put in a box and only called on when something desperate happens? Or
impairment is an accounting term.
I don't understand it.
Labour's Glenda Jackson trying to squeeze the naked truth about the computer write-off out of the Department for Work and Pensions Finance Director, Mike Driver. Universal credit is an ambitious project to replace several benefits for working-age people with just one. But it's very complicated and tangled up with IT problems, and the rollout targets have been put back repeatedly. Mike Driver explained how some of the computer work had simply had to be binned.
What we have is £40.1 million of code that was built that has no use within the system. So rather than keep it as an asset, we identify that as something that we're impairing or writing off because it has no future value. It's not going to generate an economic return for the department.
Glenda Jackson wondered how that was even possible.
I'm really intrigued to know how you could spend £40 million on a code for a programme which you now decide you're not ever going to use.
Well, the Work and Pensions Secretary, Ian Duncan Smith, tried to explain to her that this process was really quite normal.
If it's 40% is a write-off, whoever's negotiating the contract is an idiot.
No, we're not saying 40% is being written off in this.
Well, that's
far
what
from
he
it.
Said.
No, he said... The general industry view is that because, you know, when you're dealing with software and you're writing coded solutions for issues and policy problems, it's not an exact science in the sense that you try and resolve something through a series of code changes and you go down the road towards that and then it doesn't completely resolve the issue. In other words, what you were trying to do becomes a dead end. It doesn't actually work.
But he insisted there was nothing more to worry about.
We've had to sit for some time while a lot of bogus nonsense has been talked about huge levels of additional write-offs. This note in front of you absolutely finishes that and ends it.
So far, around 2,000 people are claiming the single benefit in pilot projects or pathfinders. But they're not able to manage their benefits all online, the original plan. It was supposed to be like online banking, but as the Labour Committee Chair, Dame Anne Begg, put it to the head of the Universal Credit Project, Howard Shipley, that's not how it's turning out.
The functionality that was originally promised under Universal Credit, the ability for claimants to manage their own accounts, to report change of circumstances, that none of that is working in the present system
That is correct.
So maybe not everything is entirely going to plan.
So when it was promised that all of this digital by default was going to happen, actually that was a false promise. That was never going to be delivered.
I think, it's very difficult to talk about promises. There's nothing wrong in having aspirations. If people don't have aspirations to achieve things, then there will be no progress. Now, perhaps that was an aspiration a little too far at a stage in time.
The department now believes it would be a bad idea to do everything online for security reasons, identity fraud, for example. Glenda Jackson thought Mr. Duncan Smith had moved the goalposts.
In September of this year, you informed the House that you had taken over almost exclusive control of this system, that you were bringing it in on time and on budget, and it was still digital by default. We are now 3 months away from September. Apparently the whole system has changed, and now Mr. Shipley is telling us that
digital by default isn't going to deliver. The point I was making was, within the timescales and within budget, we are delivering a universal credit solution. And that is exactly what Howard Shipley has proposed. And we could not do it if the equipment that we were building was not capable and working.
Well, Glenda Jackson wasn't impressed.
You told us in September that the system was working. We are now told that it isn't working.
And
the number of people who are going to go through the pathfinders is minimal. Perhaps you'd like to answer my question.
You're conflating so many issues.
If you can remember it.
Well, like the £40 million, it's fair to say their relationship is impaired.